Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Aaron, and here's what he has to say. Listening to an evolutionary psychologist on the topic of mate guarding by women, I've had a breakthrough realization that a lot of the constant nagging and putting down of men by women is an evolutionary instinct of women designed to lower our self-esteem to keep us loyal and at bay and subservient. It seems built into them, and especially if you are perceived as a valuable male. If there's any mate selection discrepancy between the male and the female, the woman will even be more brutal in her psychological and emotional abuse of the male, to lower her self-esteem and keep him loyal and available to said female. It seems to me that this could explain the female impulse towards constant male bashing, as it's their most effective way to keep us on the plantation. Cheers and salutations from hell. Well, Aaron, thanks for the more than generous donation and most interesting topic. I'm scripting this a day after I've had my pilonidal cyst surgery, and I have zero pain on my backside, and I don't have to take any pain meds, which is kind of shocking. But you might notice that my voice is a little bit different. That's because they had to intubate me, and it kind of affected my throat. As for my backside, maybe they cut a nerve and I lost some feeling back there or something. Anyways, I've experienced women's mate guarding with things like telling me not to work out too much, that I could relax and put on a little bit of weight, trying to fatten me up and get me to grow a goatee or make me less attractive so other women wouldn't really see my true value. If most guys follow such instructions and downgraded their looks, then there's a good chance it's going to lower their self-esteem. If you get fat as a man, you might get body issues and therefore less confidence to cheat and find another woman. Funny how for men it's the opposite, and we want to improve the women that we're with, buying them stylish clothing gifts and lingerie or trying to get them to work out with us. Not to mention that women also feel insecure if you're better looking than them. They feel like another woman might steal you away. They tend to feel more safe and secure in the relationship if they take you down a few notches. But when they do that, they aren't as attracted to you, and say things like, you've changed for the worse. Some of it is also probably shit testing. If you tell them no and you keep looking as attractive or more attractive than ever, then they will love it. But at the same time, they'll be afraid of other women stealing you away. The way I see it, it's better for them to live in fear of you leaving them rather than you living in fear of them leaving you. One partner is always going to fear the other partner with higher sexual marketplace value. They want you to be a high-value man, but at the same time, they want you to not get noticed by other women. That's why oftentimes they try and camouflage you in cuck clothing that they pick out at Costco. You end up wearing Walter White shirts and corduroy pants, loafers with leprechaun heels too, to lower your sexual marketplace value visually and with regards to lower self-esteem. And that puts you in their control. I'll discuss more in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to even men do mate guarding by locking away women in their house clown world show. Male mate guarding was what Andrew Tate was doing by having all those cam girls in his Romanian house and not letting them go out. That comes down to insecurity. You might feel like they'll find someone better than you, so you eliminate their ability to meet others in real life, and you eliminate the competition. But ironically, he was still fine pimping them out online and being a digital cuck. He'd let guys see their bodies on the internet, but not in real life. As for women mate guarding, I saw some survey results that say that about 50% of women have admitted to poaching mates from other women. 50% of men that were approached by a poaching female would then be unfaithful. So if you're a woman and you find a good man that belongs to another woman, there's a 50-50 chance you can steal him, or at the very least, cop a feel from that other woman's man. The same survey results also mention that women avoid introducing threatening females to their partners. She keeps you busy with her own family on the weekends, because odds are you're less likely to get together with your sister, or female friends that already have boyfriends. That's why a lot of the time couples hang out together. That's why there's always female supervision of the man to make sure that he only says appropriate simp things, and more importantly, supervision of the females so they don't try and play a game of musical cocks. I think that mate guarding would also make a good 4-5 page chapter in my book that I haven't been working on for a while. So far, I've spoken mostly about why women mate guard with regards to social situations and with regards to lowering a man's sexual marketplace value visually. But when it comes to beating down his self-esteem, I think there's a video of a guy named Vladimir Zhirinovsky out there from Russia where he talks about how his brother-in-law or close friend is constantly being called an idiot by his wife. and that women talk men into an early grave by constantly putting us down. I've never been too receptive of having women talk down to me and try to destroy my self-esteem that way. The moment they start, I typically leave them. Even while I was a blue-pilled man, I wouldn't put up with much of that aspect of female nature. While I was much younger, I would be constantly told that I couldn't do anything properly and that I was a loser. I also saw it as a challenge, and so a lot of my childhood trauma gets activated when a woman tries to belittle me. I leave immediately because, while growing up, I would also avoid bullies. But most guys these days have avoided conflict their entire lives and bullying, so they're cowards when they get older. And the first woman that gives them attention and also bullies them, they're mesmerized by her meat curtain so much that they don't care if she actually puts them down. Sex seems to supersede selling out as a simp to some woman. I had a friend for 20 years that stopped talking to me when I told him that I was the same man, and his partner mate guards like nobody's business. She told him to put on weight again after he lost all of it to find her. Meanwhile, she runs on a treadmill all the time and stays fit. She's destroyed his ability to find another woman like her while also improving her looks, which will increase her options to monkey branch to a better man at some point, if she wants. Last time I saw him, he feared her and didn't want to rock the boat. Besides just mate guarding, it has a lot to do with the pleasure that women feel while they dominate a man. Jordan Peterson spoke about this before in that women gain a lot of pleasure short term from dominating a man. There's also the idea that they can tame a man. That's one of women's fantasies. That's why their favorite archetypes in romance novels are pirates, billionaires, vampires, werewolves, and surgeons. Funny enough, those are some of the main characters from the Avengers. You have Tony Stark the billionaire, Doctor Strange the surgeon. The Hulk is like the werewolf with his transformation. Spider-Man is sort of like a vampire. He was bit by a spider and then became one, to some extent, himself. As for Captain America, wouldn't it be funny if he started off as a pirate? But we have Johnny Depp, and that probably explains why those pirates films are so popular with so many sequels. Women want to try and tame the untamable man, and that's not always mate-guarding. It's shit-testing and a woman testing her own beauty and powers of seduction. Jordan Peterson has spoken about this extensively, about women trying to control the mysterious and aggressive male, to prepare him and soften him up for a child-rearing, of course. Peterson says that it's the story of Beauty and the Beast, which is the female hero archetype, that it's no fun taming someone that's already been tamed. It kind of reminds me of my own personal life. While growing up, my father was constantly getting bombarded by my mother trying to lower his self-esteem and tame him, but her words would simply bounce off of him as he has no fucks to give. I guess now I know where I get my inability to just lay down and take the abuse. I just go one step further and refuse to play those sorts of games. I guess the ideal woman is one that tries to basically take control of me and turn me into a simp, with the help of my own biology and me falling in love with her, no doubts. So I listen and take heart of all her mate-guarding suggestions. Women are also attracted to men that exude self-confidence, so it makes sense that a wife might try and get you to stop being confident, because then the other woman wouldn't see you as a catch, but also they would see you as a controlled man that's already been broken by his wife. I guess it's like nature's way to ensure that the pair bond stays as strong as possible, so the children survive. It has to be done to make sure that a woman's resource battery, that man, doesn't leave. As men, we don't have to like mate-guarding strategies by the women, but we can understand why they do them. So what other reasons are there why a woman would be male-bashing like never before? Why belittle their male partner and destroy his self-esteem? As I said earlier, it's about domination, and in relationships, there never seems to be real equality. One side always has more power over the other. Nature hates a power vacuum. In an ideal world, there'll be mutual respect and cooperation between the sexes. But we don't live in that world. I tried that before in 2 long-term relationships and it didn't work out. So now I'm done. I dated women that tried mate-guarding techniques like lowering my self-esteem, but they were just women that I would actually leave. But the women I was with in longer-term relationships figured out that I was going to leave them if they tried to direct mate-guarding methods of attacking me personally. So instead, as I mentioned, they would dress me in clothes that they wanted or change my appearance so I wouldn't look as appealing to the other ladies out there. Of course, there are other mate-guarding strategies, like if you're in public with your partner and there's a woman that looks threatening to your girlfriend and might try and take you away from her, she's going to clutch your arm real tight or hold your hand to signal to other women that you're already taken, that they should look elsewhere. I had this pointed out to me by a woman that was interested in me, and she explained how insecure my girlfriend was when she was around. In a way, it's a good thing because it signals to your partner that you're in high demand, so she's going to be more likely to stick around and let you stick it in her. She's going to get confirmation that you're a high-value male, but she's also going to get scared, so she's going to feel bad and good one way or the other. Women can't win, and they aren't meant to be happy when it comes to men. It just is what it is. As for jealous men mate guarding, that's not me. So I can't comment on that, but I know guys that'll actually put women down to control them, especially older guys in Eastern Europe. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Aaron for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women want other women to be interested in smashing you so they know that you're a good man. But they also want to hide you from those women so you're not appealing to them at the same time. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the men that just sit there and let the women put them down and destroy their self-esteem away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.